Blog Talk Radio.
Whoopee!
From the Florida losses in the regular season, all the nonsense. We're in the second round, and really a lot of experts did not give the Rangers a chance, and rightfully so after they got down 2-0. I think I can't corroborate this, but I think it's the second time ever we've come back from a 2-0 deficit. We did it against Montreal in 96. But I'm pretty sure other than that, it hasn't happened.
And for the first time in their history, they have celebrated a Game 7 victory in somebody else's building.
You know, I didn't even see the handshake.
Oh, really?
Did anything go on? No, I left. Because I had to come home and do the show. I was about 20 minutes away, so I didn't see the handshake. Anything go down with that? Did anybody fight?
No. Very classy handshake.
Very classy, okay. Very good.
Yep. Good, nice moment there with Callahan and Ovechkin, who was a piece of shit all night long. And, of course, Hank and Holtby. It was fine. It was fine.
Well, I have to tell you.
I just want to say, that was some game plan the Caps had tonight. Let's just bully the Rangers out of the building. Ovechkin had 7 hits in the first period. Is that what they pay him for, the hits?
Well, apparently he was listening to Mike Milbury in the Game 6 when he said, he was involved. Okay, listen, Ovechkin was involved in Game 6. He had more shots, but he was throwing the body, so that made it look like he was into the game. Yeah, I'm exactly with you on this, Jim. But, Rosen, they were praising, he's hitting. Let him hit all he wants.
Right.
As long as he's not scoring, I don't care.
That's exactly what Dave Maloney said at the end of the first period. He said, because I listened to the, there was no way I was going to suffer Doc Emrick in a Game 7. I just wasn't going to do it. So I had Kenny and Dave on the iPad synced up with the game. And Dave Maloney says at the end of the first period, he says, Kenny, he says, Ovechkin's got 7 hits. He says, who cares? He says, the only thing you don't want him hitting is the back of the net. He says, let him hit. He said, who cares? He says, the Rangers will take that all night long. They thought they were going to bully the Rangers out of the building. And the Rangers, to absolutely 100% to their credit, kept their discipline. I think they took two penalties. One was a puck over the ice, and then Asham's high stick. You know, and the Caps, I thought, were chippy and dirty all night long. And the Rangers, to their credit, stayed away from it. Let them play that game, and the Rangers just skated circles around them and scored goals. I mean, look at the goals they got tonight from some unsung guys. Asham, Delzato, Zuccarello got his first goal. Pizzi on the score sheet. Pizzi!
If he would have missed that one. I mean, that was a wide open net, but he scored. Listen, he potted it. He got it. That's, you know, I'm all, you know. Listen, all bets are off once the playoffs go. Because once it's like, you know, it's the playoffs and people produce, you can have a lackluster season, a sucky season. It doesn't matter. It's the great redeemer. And Asham, who I thought really wasn't all that impressive in the regular season, let's face it, he was hurt for a lot of it, has been great in the playoffs in limited time. Derek Dorsett, I mean, he had another good game. He's a guy I didn't give a rat's chance. He played a great game. But the playoffs can really just make you erase everything you thought about a guy, because that's the crunch time. They had plenty of opportunities. The Capitals have those type of guys, but those guys, they didn't show up. Troy Brower had, I think, maybe one or two goals. He was a guy that they were counting on to score. Joel Ward, he was one of the few guys who showed up. But let's face it, they didn't get any goals in the last two games. In Game 6 and Game 7, nobody scored for them. I mean,
You're breaking up really bad.
All right. Okay. So I'll call right back in it. I'll be right back.
Okay. So we'll wait for Eddie to call back. Nice to see all of you in the chat room. I appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys being here. 33 of you in the chat room at 11 o'clock at night on the East Coast. And Mark Twinborough, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning next Thursday in England, and he's up listening to us, so we appreciate it. Stephen Nola's here, I see. Mike in Canada. Kabonk is back. Justin's here. John Grossman, the great Howie Sussman, staying up late with us. A lot of guests. Digsy is here. Coast is here. Gene is here. Cool AA Stuff is here. Chris the Meat. Captain Moose Knuckle has returned. We appreciate all you guys being here. Grabby's here. Who else do I see? William Toth. Zesta. Robbie Guy Lombardo is here. NYC Jim 347. We haven't seen him in a while. Eddie's back. Let's get Eddie back on. You all right now?
I don't know. Am I?
Yes. You sound beautiful.
Okay, beautiful. I mean, this was just a great effort by the Rangers. And once again, they really, as a player, and they really reflect the captain. They really do. There's no quitting them. And, you know, you alluded to the Capitals playing very dirty and very – they couldn't get over the fact that the Rangers were – they looked like they were just looking for physical payback and had no interest in winning this game. They wanted to rough up Callahan and rough up the Rangers defenseman, especially McDonough, that hit on him by Ovechkin. Ovechkin had been frustrated by McDonough. How that wasn't a charge, I don't know. It certainly looked like a charge to me. It could have been a boarding. I mean, McDonough's face was all – but listen, I'm not – they were more concerned about – repaying the toughness of the Rangers than winning that game, and they were not prepared the right way. They didn't have the mentality that takes the win.
I mean, really, I started in the third period after the Rangers got, you know, when they made it 4th and then 5th, and I'm sitting there watching, and I'm just thinking, this has to be one of the most stupidest game plans I've ever seen. And it wasn't just one or two guys on the Capitals. They all just seemed to be out for, like, you're playing a video game and you're just trying to see how many guys you can dump on their ass. I just didn't get it. I'm happy for it. God bless them. Get home safe, Cap fans. Or the ones of you that stayed. place
yeah,
looked like Nassau Coliseum in February. By the time it was 5-0.
Yes.
But I mean, I didn't hear much of that air horn in the third period, did you?
No, you didn't. And they certainly, from what I heard, they were still lamenting. They're saying you're choppy, Jim. You get a little choppy. Is he chippy or is he choppy? But the Rangers, they certainly, they mentally were focused on the task at hand. Now, I don't want to have to brag here, but, you know, I like to toot my own horn. As I predicted last night, I said something was going to break. This was either going to go the Caps or the Rangers' way, but it was going to be a big score and lots of goals. And one of the few times you've ever disagreed with me, you said I was going to go with the triple overtime, 1-0. I knew that the dam would break. And Henrik Lundqvist, oh, my God. I mean, he was there tonight. He certainly made some really good saves the first period. The Caps did come out. Let's give it the Caps. You know, the Caps did come out pretty loaded for bear offensively. But after it got 1-0, and especially after it got 2-0, they were like, oh, now it's just we're going to pay back them for, you know, every physical thing they did to us. And a lot of the physicality really was Callahan for the whole series was up their butts. I mean, he was, you know, Erskine and all their defensemen. go ahead.
No. I was waiting for you to finish. I'm sorry. I just had to clear my throat.
No, I just thought that was, and it's like you said, they were more interested in hitting guys. And, you know, and I don't know. I just felt like, where was Nicklas Backstrom in this series? He was a nothing. I mean, I remember Henrik making one pretty good save on him in this game, but he had a terrible, terrible series. Ovechkin, one goal. I mean, it was off the back of the board. Was it game one? Was it the first goal the Capitals got in the series?
Yeah, I mean Ovechkin had one goal in the series, right? Chimera had one goal. Mike Green had one goal. I mean, everybody talks about how much trouble the Rangers had scoring, but you know, the Rangers put up four in three out of four games they won. They put up four, and five goals. Right? Do I have that right? 4-3, 4-3, and 5-0. And then the other game was the one nothing win last night. And oddly enough, as much as the Capitals were trying to pummel the Rangers around the ice, the Rangers had more hits in the game.
Yeah, the Rangers were really finishing their checks in the second, third period. And
you want to hear an unbelievable stat?
Give it to me.
Block shots. How many shots you think the Rangers blocked tonight?
22.
I knew it was a lot as the game was going on because it just seemed like they were getting in front of everything. 27 blocked shots.
How many?
27.
Wow. That's a lot.
27.
That's 27 shots that didn't get to Henrik.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, whether you like the coach or not, the players really, they got some intestinal fortitude. They really do. They don't crack. We've seen plenty of Rangers teams in the past that fold in a game six and a game five. These guys went out, played one night after a victory. They came out and they played an entire game, balls out. They looked actually more in condition than the Capitals did. After the first period, the Capitals really had no significant offensive push at all. I mean, you know, and I got to give credit, man. These guys care. Now, I know everybody's going to try to, you know, we was Zuccarello's goal. That was really nice. And I don't know. I think Holtby had a really subpar game. He got caught on the short side by Asham. That goal was not a great goal. I'm hella glad it went in. But it wasn't a very good goal. And, you know, sometimes when your goaltender lets you down, it could send the whole team to a downward spiral. Plus, this team has a psyche. You know, they're the Heimlichs. They're choke artists. So they must have been like, wow, I'm like, you know, here we go again. And I tell you, again, King Henrik, once again, he's the best. He's simply the best. I wish we had the song. I mean, he really is fantastic. I mean, he just, it's amazing. I'm so high from the win because I really thought, I didn't know what to think going into the game. I was just happy to be there, but I couldn't see losing to these guys. Because defensively, I never had any respect for them. And you hear, you know, they went in red hot in the playoffs, Washington. They are winning 15-2, and the power play is 99-99, and we're never going to stop them, and this is going to be, and we got to stay out of the box. And then what happens? The first play is too many men on the ice, and we're sitting going, here we go. And then the whole thing got turned around as the series went on, Jim. The Rangers played like the Rangers, and the Capitals slowly got back to their bad habits, and the Rangers just stayed the same. For better or worse, they were consistent. Wow, I just repeated consistently twice. But that's what it was, you know, and the Caps, I'm glad to see it. Ovechkin's a choke artist. There's no way about it. There's no doubt about it. He was invisible for, you know, games 3 and 4. And maybe 5. And Nicholas Backstrom, he's another choker. And I think hard work and effort, and its team just takes on the personality of its captain. And they're focused, and they stick to a game plan, whether you like it or not. I mean, we've seen it now. These game 7s, Rangers are winning game 7s. So, I know I hesitate to give credit to the coach, but something's got to be rubbing off because they're stubborn as the coach. I'll tell you that much. They're that stubborn. They don't veer off the plan at all. And now you got Boston coming up, and it's gonna be a tough series. But we played decently against Boston.
I think we've matched up well with Boston.
Yeah.
I made a joke about it on Twitter, but Hank has some ridiculously good numbers against Boston in his career. Ridiculously good. I could probably look them up if I wasn't so fucking lazy. Maybe I'll
look
do it anyway.
I like this. Grabby 1981 says, we pimp slapped the Romulan.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something wrong with that guy. He's emotionless. There's no emotions. He's like, he is almost half Romulan. More Vulcan. Yeah, more Botox, please. So, Rangers got it done.
Splits. No. Career. Let's see.
And if the Rangers could get this power play, because I was looking at it last night, I think it was Anaheim. What's the stats?
Ready?
Gibson.
30 games played against the Boston Bruins. He is 21-7-2.
Wow.
With a 9.43 save percentage and a 1.67 goals against.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Now, let me take a look here. Let me glance.
That's sick. You're right, man. That is sick.
There are only three teams he has more wins against, and they're all
bottom feeders.
No, there are four teams he has more wins against, but they're all in the Rangers division: Pittsburgh, the Islanders, the Devils, and the Flyers. So Boston is the team he has the best record against outside the Atlantic division. And
wow,
let's see. Let me take a quick glance at the numbers here. That, with the exception of Nashville, who he's only faced 6 times, Boston is the team he has the best goals against, at 1.67. Only Nashville has he lower goals against.
When
higher save percentage? But
when
again,
was the last time? I was going to say, when was the last time the Rangers faced the Bruins in the playoffs? Is that like 74?
73.
73.
Right. And I believe they eliminated Boston and then lost to...
It's to Montreal.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Wow.
Either Boston or Toronto would have been very exciting matchups for me because I was 3 years old when they played Boston in the playoffs. So would it just, you know, instead of years and years of the Flyers and the Capitals and the Penguins and the Flyers and the Capitals and the Penguins, you know, with an occasional Montreal mix, it would have been great to see them play somebody different, you know?
Yeah, I really was hoping that Toronto would be able not to completely shit the bed. They were a 4-1 in that game. Toronto's obviously, I like going against Reimer much better. Bruins have a lot of playoff pedigree, winning the cup a couple years ago. But with that said, I'm just glad to be here. I'm so excited that the Ranger fans who had to go through the season of heartache with a lot of bad losses, a team that really struggled against teams that were better than them. And I'm not so sure the Capitals were that much better than them. The Caps got really hot late. And the Bruins had struggles in the regular season too. So I think this is a great matchup for the Rangers. I really do. I mean, especially now that you've given me the Lundqvist stats, they've got that's got to be in their heads at least somewhere, you know. And I'm sure they'll be made, they'll be notified of that fact. And the fact that we've played them well, you know, under Tortorella, we've played them pretty decently since he's been the coach here. So. You know, I was looking at the Anaheim game, and Anaheim got eliminated by Detroit in 7, and I think Anaheim went what?
Detroit?
What?
Nothing. That's just Detroit barely made the playoffs, barely.
I know.
And now they're going to the second round.
Well, Corey Perry went the whole series without a goal. Oh, sorry, Rick Nash. But the thing. But. Now it's a clean slate for the second round. Yeah. So, listen, you people with the goat parade and want to get your goats and make your photoshops and all that, each round you got to start with a clean slate. Now, certainly Rick Nash is getting paid a lot of money. So is our fourth-line center. But, you know, with Nash, I think he's looked better skating-wise. He's looked stronger. He's not going to get a hell of a lot of opportunities with Char on him. But let's face it, if the guy is being shut down himself, it's good to have Char on him anyway.
Right.
You know, the guys like Brassard who've been so phenomenal. I mean, this kid is unbelievable. I never would have seen this coming. I didn't see this coming. That him and John Moore would be that valuable. And I don't know how Uncle Saver does it. Just when you think he makes the shittiest trade of his life, he gets saved by the bell.
I mean, let's be honest, right? Because we weren't saying this 3 weeks ago. But now after the first round of the playoffs, who won the deal?
We did.
The Rangers did.
By far.
In a landslide. At this point. I mean, really.
And you know, hey, I'll admit mistakes. I thought the trade was just... It was just, wow, we got a couple of bodies because that's all you could get. Remember when we were all saying, well, who are you going to trade him to? You're not going to get much, this and that. And right now it looks like a landslide because Gavrik is hurt. He would have never gotten this many points as Brassard did in the playoffs in the first round. We all know that. I mean, he might have 2 goals, 3 goals, but he wouldn't do with the stuff that Brassard's doing. Brassard's setting people up. He's scoring. He's been fantastic. He plays with a little bit of an edge. I mean, he's been great. I mean, and Gavrik, listen, what's next after next year would have been a UFA, so he probably would have walked. I mean, it's turning out to be a complete, Cleat, again, I don't know how he does it. He's like an escape artist. He's like the Houdini of GMs. He really is. I mean, and now you even have the guy that, Derek Dorsett, who was a throw-in, who just a fighter. This guy, he's contributing. And he's got the, he's not stupid. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't drop the gloves. He's out there chirping, trying to goad people into penalties.
And it works.
I mean, I don't want to get so lovey-dovey after a first-round playoff, but listen, I frankly, honestly, if you would have asked me and I had to be objective, I would say the Rangers would have won this series. Not the way they played nobodies down the stretch. They lost
certainly not the way that they played the first two games of the series.
Right. And the way we're playing at home, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling that they could do well against Boston.
They were 2-1 against Boston this season, but I think both wins were in Boston, if I'm not mistaken. So you know, obviously they're not afraid to go up and play there. I think they match up well with Boston.
Yeah, let's hope so. I think. The way
I'm
the
just
Rangers
glad we sent those fucking Capitals fans home pissed.
They're ready to kill.
Fuck them.
They're yelling for George McPhee to get fired. Well, you know, a lot of these crybabies on the Cap side are saying, well, game six, they fixed the series in game six. You know, because they it's like, give it a break. You still come to play game seven. You played terrible. You really did. That was a terrible effort. I mean, they didn't have the mentality to win. I feel so out of character saying this, but the Rangers are mentally tough. They might not have all the physical things. They may not have the great scores or whatever. When I heard Pisey, that was his ninth playoff career goal. I'm like, what?
And did I hear correctly? It was Asham's 11th playoff goal. Did I hear that right? Did anybody else hear that? I'm pulling up his stats. Give me a second here. Let's see. Career regular season, career playoff.
The Cats have too many Russians. That's right.
That was his 11th playoff goal.
So you hear about this all the time, about how you have to have guys with playoff experience and they get the goals in the playoffs. Here's two guys that in the regular season, you could have cut them loose. I wouldn't have gave him two shits about. But Pyatt played two really good games. I mean, he's not fast, certainly not fast. You know, he doesn't have the greatest hands, but they come up with big goals. Asham had two goals against Holtby short side.
Yeah. Yep. He had more goals than Nallahan and Cash. Nash and Callahan put together. It's getting late.
Yeah.
It was up early.
So, you know, you got to give – and like I said earlier – second round starts. Everybody's got a clean slate. Even this power play's got a clean slate. One of my friends uttered the worst statement. Well, the power play couldn't get worse in the second round. I said, yeah, watch us. You know,
you can't get much worse.
But that Anaheim thing, I'm trying to, for some reason, I can't spit it out. Is I saw, I think Anaheim went, 6-for-25 on the power play. And I'm going, wow, that's not too bad. I mean, that's not too far from the Rangers, 2-for-25. But then I thought about it. This is before this game. And I was saying, but those four goals really could matter with the Rangers. If they were able to get four power play goals in this Cap series, it probably wouldn't have went to a game seven.
Well, yeah. It probably went, five out of seven games for one goal games?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So,
I
think the Rangers are in good shape. I was a little worried, though, when they were killing that penalty, who was out there, because I didn't want to see any injuries.
Yeah.
You know, I could just see my hand going down and taking one off the hand. But screw the Capitals. Screw them and their fans. Those fair-weather fans.
Exactly.
The great eight. You suck. All right, I'm done. I'm just bubbly. I'm bubbly tonight, baby. Well, there they are. the referee.
Oh, we're not as good as the Rangers.
We're so bad, even Zuccarello is scoring. That's what they said. Even this Zuccarello idiot is scoring on us.
That was a nice goal by him, man. That looked like... I still have noticed, ever since the fans started chanting, shoot the puck, he shoots every time now. So, fuck the Capitals. Losers.
Exactly.
In your own building. You're an embarrassment.
Shoved it up your ass.
The show got real vulgar. I love it.
Well, it's late. Working blue.
That's right. We got permission from the FCC to work blue. Let's see what the Underground has to say, Jimmy.
All right, let's see. We got a number I don't recognize here. 848-667. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio Celebration. Who is this?
This is your brother.
Hey, I didn't recognize your number. What's going on? Oh, Callahan scored. That's why he wants to get on the air.
Damn right I want to get on the air when Callahan scores.
It's about time he scored.
That's all of our captain.
That's right. I never get on that guy.
It was funny because all of you are like, oh, fuck Capitals, send him home, blah, blah, blah. I was sitting there thinking, I typed on Facebook. I was like, I don't know what I'm more excited about, advancing to the next round or not having to hear that stupid fucking horn for 5 months. We have a horn. Listen to our horn.
Ass clown.
All I
ass
hear.
Clown.
Eddie, I remember talking to Jim about a week and a half ago on my mother's birthday, and both of us were like, that's it, Rangers are done. They might win one of the games at home. That's it, they're done. They're losing the series 4-1.
Wow. Well, you know, I kind of saw it a little bit differently because basically I'm retarded. That's why I thought they still had a shot. If I didn't have a lot of mental problems, I probably would have been with you guys. But I really thought at home they played so much better that they might. But I never thought they would win the series. I'll tell you that flat out.
I don't know if I was watching the game with Heather, my girlfriend, and she pointed out Al Trawick said this is the first time in 87 years the Rangers have won a road game in Game 7.
Yeah, we said that at the top of the show. Fuck Al Trawick.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Fuck him.
Fuck him and his nicotine-ridden teeth.
Yeah.
Looks like he just was eating baked
beans. Oh, my effing God.
So, yeah. How are you looking at this Boston series? Is it all gravy for you now, or do you think the Rangers can go ahead and beat the Bruins?
I think they had a far better shot against the Bruins than Toronto, and the only reason I say that is because Rangers played like shit against Canadian teams this year. And I said that to our other brother Jeff tonight. He's like, "Oh, I want Toronto. They played well against Toronto." I was like, "Yeah, but." Still, it's Canadian teams. They just don't seem to play well against Canadian teams this year. Winnipeg owned them. Ottawa owned them. Montreal owned them.
It's the different money confuses them.
See, I'm so jealous of the I'm so jealous of the Schmiedeberg family.
It's the Loonies and the Toonies.
Exactly. I'm jealous of your family, Jim, because she can talk hockey with them. They're on the same page. My brother has no interest in. I mean, he likes the Rangers, but I can't talk hockey with them. Can you adopt me?
Kikeberg. my other brother Jeff called me like 20 minutes into the game. He's like, "Are you watching this fucking shit? How many fucking penalties are they gonna let Ovechkin get away with? What the fuck is going on?" I'm like, "Calm down, have some dip,
relax, have some dip." No, I mean, I think they'll have a very good shot against Boston. Jim obviously gave you the goalie numbers and everything, and they just seem to play well against Boston. They played well against them last year and this year. I think it's going to be a hell of a series, and there's going to be a lot of shit kicking, but I think it's going to be a real good series. I think Rangers will come out on top.
How many games? Call it. How many games? Right, be bold.
You want my honest opinion? I think it'll go seven games again.
Lie to us.
I think it's honestly going to go seven games.
Well, you know, no team has ever won the cup when the first two rounds go seven games.
I know that, but Also, no team has ever gone 16-4 and win the cup like the Kings did last year.
That's true. All right.
So, you never know what's going to happen. It's going to be a good series.
I think so. I think it'll be a good series. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
And there's nothing better than an original six matchup in playoffs. It's great.
Yeah, and the Hawks are playing Detroit. So
and it'll be the last
conference.
And it'll be the last time the Hawks play Detroit in the Western Conference too.
That's right, because of the realignment.
So it's going to be that much more epic of a rivalry there. So
look at my brother bringing all these facts to the table.
I know my
brother. I love
to know this.
This is great.
I'm telling you, adopt me. I'm ready to join up.
That would make you the oldest in the family, though. I'd lose my status.
Oh.
Jim, move on down the bench.
I'd go back to the kids' table.
Yes. You don't mean the kids' table, but he knows your brother knows his facts. He can co-host this show when you're not here. Keep it in the family.
Boy, you can't fucking wait to get me out of here.
No way. No. I think keep it in the family. No Catroni. He ain't family. But I think the Rangers are a total different entity than any team out there. Like, defensive, they really can frustrate a team. I think it's going to be, again, very low scoring, and it's going to come down to goaltending. And Rask proved to be, you know, he did give up some goals. Now, listen, the Rangers aren't going to be coming at you, I think, as much as Toronto is. But I think the Rangers can, you know, they can keep it close. And with Henrik Lundqvist, if you can keep it close, you can win games. And we've seen that. As long as maybe they don't go to overtime, because I'm sick of these overtime losses. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm just glad we're here and, you know, we got something to say, you know, as far as we're still in it. We're the only tri-state team still in it, if you like that bragging rights type of thing, you know. The Islanders are holding a parade over here in Long Island because they won two games. You rock, Islanders. You rock. Yeah, you got eliminated. You won two games in the first round, and one of the games you shouldn't have won because, you know, Fleury was a garbage can in that game.
Only Rangers fan rooting for the Islanders in hopes of knocking out the overpaid players of Pittsburgh? After all those trades they made, was I the only Ranger fan going, God, I hope the Islanders win?
No, other Ranger fans were rooting for them. I was rooting for a disaster. I was a sinkhole to swallow Nassau Coliseum. A tornado.
That's not too far-fetched.
You know,
to me, after this season, Pittsburgh, they're not going to have not much of a future. I mean, obviously they'll have Crosby and Malkin and Letang, yeah, but they've given away all their draft picks to pick up these guys, and they're all free agents at the end of the year. Maybe Gillen will stay, but I doubt it. Morrow's not going to stay. He'll get contract offers. They've totally given away their future for the next 3 years. They're going to have nothing but shit drafts. Pittsburgh's going to start going back into the Pittsburgh of the late 90s, early 2000s.
Well, that's all right, because then the NHL just rigged the draft for them again and give them the good draft picks when they do bounce back.
I forgot they're the NHL's favorite team.
And I'll tell you something else. Ottawa's going to bounce Pittsburgh. You watch.
I like Ottawa.
I'm thinking they will. Ottawa's going to be out for blood because of what they did to Carlson. And Ottawa's just a pain-in-the-ass team in the playoffs. Look at them last year against the Rangers. They're nothing but a hard-nosed, pain-in-the-ass team.
And I think they learned a lot in that Rangers series. And I think now they got with the playoff experience, and like you said, the whole Carlson angle, and Ottawa is no joke, and they're well coached. But with Pittsburgh, as far as your analysis, with Pittsburgh and their future, you know they do have the incredible.
Bo Bennett.
Save them.
When they made all these trades, my boss at work, he's a huge Pittsburgh Penguins fan. He's from Pittsburgh. He was like, oh, my God, we're winning the cup. This is our year. We're going to win it again. We're going to be so amazing. I was like, there's two things that's going to stop you from winning the cup. I was like, it's either going to be Chicago or it's going to be Fleury.
Right.
And Islanders proved it because they bounced him out of there quick and put in Vokoun.
Right. And I don't think Pittsburgh really Chicago looks so dominant, but you never know. I mean, listen, Crosby and Malkin, it's going to be tough. But, you know, I think they have weaknesses. And I think every team in the East has weaknesses. which bodes well for the Rangers. I mean, it could be a Ranger Ottawa semifinal. And again, the Rangers kind of, if you think about it, last year they had a pretty good road, until they hit the Devils and that debacle. But the road was fairly easy. Now, I'm not saying seven games against the Caps, but I always thought that the Caps were a good matchup for them, and now they're playing Boston, which looks like it's a good matchup for them. So they're not playing – they're getting the matchups, you know? So it'll be interesting to see what develops.
All right, my brother. I'll talk to you soon.
That's fine. I'll talk to you guys later. I got to go.
Take care. Say hello to Heather.
I will.
Bye.
Thanks.
All right, later.
Hello to my future sister-in-law. Take care.
All right. Here's staying up late because he's got a plane to catch in like 3 hours. Adam from Chicago. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, man. I couldn't believe what a good night this was. I mean, just how good is playoff hockey? I mean, between the Ranger game going as well as it did, plus the Bruins and Maple Leafs, I mean, you know, this is what you wait all year for. Even after all the aggravation of the lockout and the 48 games and all the aggravation that we went through and all the venting that we did back and forth on the show, through social media and everything like that, to get a night like this and it's only the first round, that's pretty tremendous. You know, it really is.
It was. I mean, the summation was great. Because this, on a night, like, I was switching back and forth, you know, as between periods of the Ranger game, I was watching the Toronto game, and I couldn't believe that Boston, which they had done against us earlier in the season, got two goals with the goalie pulled, which was unbelievable. Then I'm switching back, and because the Ranger game was, it started, an hour later. So that game was still going on, and it was, I think, 4-0 at the end of two. And I was like, it's still not in the bag, whatever. So it was just an amazing night of hockey.
It definitely was. And I got to tell you, I really, within a few minutes, it was pretty easy to see what Washington was trying to do. All they really wanted to do was blitzkrieg the Rangers. I think their mentality was, let's get a quick goal on this team. It'll keep our crowd going, and it'll just totally take the Rangers out of it. They'll be completely deflated. Well, you know what? It didn't work for them because Holtby looked shaky the entire game. Even the first period when he made saves, he never really looked comfortable, and I couldn't believe how bad the Capitals' defense looked. I think they showed a stat at one point where the Rangers had blocked 23 or 24 shots, the Capitals had blocked 4 or 5. It's like, I don't know what Adam Oates was telling this team before the game, but it seemed like it was, all right, guys, let's just play offense and, the defense will take care of itself. We don't have to worry about that tonight. So I think a lot of this game, I want to give a lot of credit to Adam Oates because I think he coached a terrible game for the Capitals.
Yeah, he certainly did. But I will give it, the Rangers will sacrifice everything. And that's, again, that's back to the Caps. This is the reason they lost the second time to the Rangers, is that they're not able to want to sacrifice everything, their bodies, just the say mentally strong, like the Rangers do. I mean, whether you like John Tortorella or not, he's got them, whether it's his Gestapo tactics or whatever it is, he's got them locked in. And I think Oates did not have his team locked in, like you said. I think they strayed away from the purpose of the game. I think as the goals started to mount, especially after the second goal, they, to me, looked like a team that was trying to basically get, make up for past transgressions with the hitting, and got a little dirty, got chippy, and they got straight away from the purpose of the game.
Yeah, do you think the Washington fans are blaming the referees for this one?
I don't think
they have that excuse to go back to now.
Dave Maloney was actually getting on the Caps fans on the radio for not knowing the rules.
Oh, yeah?
He's like, these fans, they want a penalty called every time a Ranger touches one of their players. It's kind of ridiculous. I've actually really come to like Dave Maloney.
Yeah, but McDonald was the only one bleeding last I checked.
Yeah. I mean, that should have been cool.
I was worried he'd have a concussion. I mean, that was scary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those boards, I mean, there's no giving there. I mean, he got clobbered. You
no,
know,
they targeted McDonough. Yeah, they wanted to take McDonough right out of it. So.
Yeah, and well, you know, they're going to be on the golf course tomorrow, and they're dead and gone, as JD would say. And, you know, let's hope the Rangers can.
Well, they're used to being on.
What'd you say, Adam?
No, I was just going to say they're used to being on the golf course in early May, so I'm sure that's nothing unusual for them.
They really got to have a shakeup over that because they choke. You can't have, I mean, a guy who led the league in scoring and he gets one goal, and you can't get the players around him to get out of the first round year after year. I mean, they need to make a big time change over there with their GM and all kinds of stuff. Fuck them. I don't care. I hope they keep the same staff. What do I care? You know, I think, you know, if you're looking at an objective point of view, which I'm certainly not objective, I want them to suck forever and put all their eggs in one basket with this lazy rush beat. How about that? Go around hitting our players. You're supposed to score, you moron. I don't care. He's going around, give it a break. Just like Dave Maloney said, stop trying to drill guys through the boards, to drill one through the, you know, past the goalie into the net. Hit the net, you moron. Stick.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. And where we got,
you know,
yeah.
I just want to say one thing. You know, the whole I've been very anti, like, lazy Russian thing because, you know, a lot of the old-time players don't like the Russians. But he really is a choke artist. I mean, come on. Let's just talk turkey. He's one of the best skilled players in the world. But he's a choke artist. I'm sorry. He's a loser. He's a loser. I just said it. Okay. I'm sorry, Adam.
You're not going to get an argument out of me. No, but, with all the things, I've talked a ton about Washington. I do want to give credit. Everyone's going to give a lot of credit to Lundqvist and Broussard, and, you know, rightfully so. But, you know, one or two guys who definitely deserve a lot of credit. One is Aaron Asham, not only for the goal scoring, but, you know, I really think he made the most out of his ice time. But the other one is Anton Strålman. I mean, what a job he has done. He may be, along with Stepan, the most improved Ranger of this season. For him to come back after what happened to him in the previous game, you know, I was stunned when he came back in Game 5. And I thought his defense was perfect, breaking up passes. I thought he did a remarkable, remarkable job. And I don't want to let that go unnoticed either. So kudos to Strålman.
I think Strålman had a good series. He made a couple catastrophic errors, but other than that, with the Stahl injury, especially him moving up and playing more minutes, he's been an awesome, awesome pickup by the Rangers. I mean, this is a guy who was cut by the Devils in training camp, and this is how we got him. I mean, he certainly filled in tremendously. And Delzato played pretty well too tonight. I don't think any really defenseman. I don't think any defenseman. I mean, listen, you get two shutouts in a row. It's hard to pick out defensemen that sucked up. You know what I'm saying? And you know, John Moore again. He's been really solid. If Stahl could ever come back, the Rangers really got a solid defense. I mean, probably I think the deepest defense. They might not have the best defense, but they would be rolling six defensemen or more than capable. And that's usually not the case, especially in this cap era, you know. And you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens going forward. But, again, the block shots and the discipline. And yeah, you're right. Asham, too. Asham, in very limited playing time, has contributed. So, well, what did you think about Crotty? You got the assist on the Asham goal, but, you know, I was watching the Sam and Idiot show, and they were like, oh, but Crotty made a mistake first. Now they're even on Tortorella's side now, these two buffoons.
Oh, really? Yeah. Obviously, I had NBC Sports Network, so I don't know what they were saying on MSG. But,
pointing it out. They're pointing him out. They're like, oh, Kreider made a mistake. He didn't pick up that assignment, but then he made it up for it. And he's like, this is why this coaching staff doesn't trust Chris Kreider. I go, they don't trust Chris Kreider. Every other buffoon they trust and is not accountable, but this guy, give it a break. They're in that. Again, it's like the, you know, Al Jazeera network over there. They're all working for one cause.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I love those kind of things.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
There you
go. Three Stooges over there. Al Troutface and what you call it? On Don Cherry's daughter, Rhonda Gay.
Blue Gay?
Blue Gay. The fucking asshole.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Why can't they actually...
The other thing I'll probably say is, you think we'll see... Carter got 8 minutes of ice time tonight, and if he gets 6 minutes in any game the rest of the series, the game will probably have to go to triple overtime.
Yeah, that's because of the lead. He got shifts. But,
he took... he had 5 shifts in the first period, and then he had... only 3 shifts in the second period, and then he got 4 shifts in the third period.
I just wish when the Rangers move on that their broadcast team would get eliminated. Like the Rangers move on, but their broadcast team has to be eliminated. They have to go to the golf course because I can't stand listening to these assholes. Oh, the revelation, John Erskine. Oh, Callie Johansson loved John Erskine. Sucked in this series. He was
gone. Goodbye. Get out of here, you bum.
Exactly. Freaking, I had to hear that.
So now, are they going to still have coverage? Are we going to hear some Dougie Hamilton breakdown? Some Adam McQuaid being broken down? Is that what you guys lucky enough to get to listen to?
David Krejci splooge about how he's great in the playoffs.
Won't. No more games on MSG.
Really? But is there any pregame or postgame coverage? They have pregame coverage, though, or postgame coverage?
Maybe, but I know MSG only carries the first round. It's NBC and CNN. It's CNBC, Bravo, and Univision from here on out.
Ooh, the Lone Ranger was first on it. Yes. Good. NBC's taking over. I don't mind. See,
right.
I'm in the minority here. I don't mind Emmerich. I don't mind Pierre McGuire. He's a doof, but I can't take those two idiots hyping up the other team for the entire series. And then finally, these two guys, they finally say, you know what? You know how you shut down Ovechkin? The best way to do it is to keep it in the offensive zone. That's why they pay you two idiots the big bucks for that hard-hitting analogy. Sam Rosen, 35 years in hockey, that's what he came up with in the seventh game. You fucking moron.
You're making Pierre McGuire sound better and better. Do you realize that?
$4 million. Wow. I don't know. You know what? I miss Dubinsky. Don't you guys miss Prust?
God.
I miss him. How come we can't do anything without Prust? Oh, Avery, where is he? Oh, Torch jinxed himself when he threw that water bottle. Oh, they don't win against Washington. Shut up. Everyone shut up. The Rangers shut you up tonight. Yeah,
shut
I know. Exactly.
Shut up.
All right, Adam, listen, we got to go. Have a safe trip. Where are you going? You going back to New York?
No, actually, I hesitate to say where I'm going, considering what usually happens to Robbie when he mentions this. I'm actually flying to Indianapolis for Knicks Pacers game 4 tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Well, have fun.
All right, I will. I'll be wearing a Ranger jersey, I think, at some point, though. They won't know what it is anyway.
All right,
see you.
Good luck to you, Adam.
Okay, peace out.
Basketball season started?
Yeah, I have no idea. All right, let's see. 914-400, you're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
Hey, Jimmy, what's going on? It's Mike calling back.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys?
I don't know. I'm riding high.
Yeah, it's like exhausted in a good way. It's great. You know, so happy that they won. They actually played a little aggressive tonight rather than just do the prevent thing for 60 minutes. Get the 1-0 lead and just, you know, go back, stay back.
Yeah, what do you think happened there? I mean, I really thought it was. I thought we were in for like a 55, you know, a 50-minute penalty kill. But again, they kept coming. They were really putting the pressure on them.
I mean, they stayed aggressive. It was good for once.
I tell you. Are you relieved? Let me ask you and Jim this. I don't know how you were, but I didn't have a lot of expectations for this team, okay? But they've gotten past the first round. If they lose this round, let's say in 6 games, 7 games, do you consider the season – I don't know if you could consider – do you consider – let me put it this way. Do you think Torts remains the coach now that they've won a series?
Yes.
Yeah, I think – I'm sorry, I'll let Jim go first.
It's all right, I'm done. Yes.
No, I think basically the second they won at least one home game, if they got swept, if they scored like 3 goals in the series and got swept, then there'd be a good chance he didn't come back. But the fact that he got Dolan 3 home playoff dates, now he's guaranteed to get at least 2 more, 100% he's coming back.
Okay, and what do you guys think as far as if they lose this series, does the organization look at this as a success? As a fan, do you look at as this a success as a season, or do they have to get back to the semifinals again for it to be a success? I mean, ultimately, we want them to win the cup. But what do you guys consider a semi-success? Because the bar's been raised from last year. I mean, let's face it, we got to the semis last year, and you know, at least the conference finals. And you would like to see a normal progression. What do you guys think?
I think just because of that, all the struggles this year, and they didn't really have the personnel. And I always kind of viewed this year as kind of like a transition to stopgap year before next year. You know, hopefully Kreider's a full timer. You get Miller, and you got the couple like all those young kids coming, like the Swedes coming up, and get a couple more free agents and stuff like that. So I always kind of viewed next year as their year. So if they could go on a good run this year, I think it's bonus. And they want a playoff run already. They got a little more cojones than I think all of us thought. And so let's keep it going. And so I think it's a wash. It's kind of it is a thumbs up. It's a decent year now, but I think they got a good shot. You know, they just got to keep on going and just play these guys hard.
See, that's where I am too. I think if this series has shown us at least a little, is if the younger guys, when I term younger guys, have been around 2 or 3 years, to Stepan. I mean, he had a pretty good early round, a pretty decent early round. Who else played very well? I think McDonough playing in a more significant role on defense. He certainly improved. Haglund had a pretty decent series. I think the more experience they get, when they finally do get that gel, they really it goes to their benefit. It's kind of a bonus. The thing is, though, you have Rick Nash now. I mean, the guy's in his prime. If he can get hot and if they can score, this is a guy they could ride. We've all already discounted him as another Ranger failure. But you know what? If he can get hot in the second round or any round they get in, the Rangers could. I mean, the Rangers could go to the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm not saying it's likely to happen, but he's an X factor that still hasn't been unleashed yet. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what he does going forward. But I'm with you on this. I think if they lose the next round, I'm kind of like they really didn't have the personnel, as far as I'm concerned, to do a lot of damage. But, you know, you're in the playoffs. You got Henrik Lundqvist. You know, anything can happen. What do you think, Jim?
I agree. I have nothing to add. Nothing to add.
Okay.
I agree.
I just got one thing to say. I don't want to keep you guys too long. Like, I just got a couple of fun things to say about the Boston series. That's interesting. I was kind of flipping through the game also. I saw Seidenberg got banged up, and I think they're missing another defenseman. So, you know, I mean, Rangers are missing Staal, of course. But you never know. Bruins defense made between Chara and Logan like 30-something minutes in the last 24 hours. And Seidenberg, who knows what his status is. And you never know. Maybe they could put a little bit of pressure on this defense, which is going to include the return of the prodigal son, Wade Redden.
Right. Yeah.
That's true.
Should be fun.
Okay.
All right, Mike. All right. One at a time. Thanks for calling
yes,
in.
Yes, Mike. Thanks. Great call,
enjoy
man.
The night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Have a good night, guys.
Take it easy.
Bye.
We are running short of time. I don't know if Catroni's holding to talk to us or if he's listening.
We'll talk to Joe another time.
Good night, everybody. All right, Joe, we're going to have to bump you to next time. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Let's go, Rangers.
Let's go, Rangers. Good night, everybody.
What are you laughing at?